Very happy now to be joined by the Danvers Board of Selectmen, Daniel Bennett. And Mr. Bennett, welcome to MSO.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
You know, been covering a lot of stuff here. We have a lot of correspondence with the Salem News reporters, and they talk with us quite a bit. Aaron Nolan's been covering some stuff coming out of Danvers. And, of course, we're in there all the time at the high school with sports and so on. But a very interesting story that affects people, I think, intellectually, philosophically, and maybe even politically coming out of Danvers recently that I think has been handled very well in a statement that was up on the website. The Board of Selectmen and some town officials put out a statement about something called the Thin Blue Line. And can you give us a little history about what that's about before we talk about the statement?
Sure, certainly. And just as a note, Aaron's first story, her first day, was this subject.
Oh, really?
and she handled it very well.
Right into the fire. Well, that's a good compliment.
Right into it, yep.
Appreciate it.
So, so we had a situation in town where a town employee put a flag up on town property, which is not permissible, and they were requested directed to take it down by the town manager, which was certainly in his purview. And there was some pushback, and not surprisingly, because that flag means different things to different people. And certainly I respect people's opinion on what their thoughts are about it, but there's no place for it on taxpayer-owned property.
What kind of a flag is it? What, I don't understand what it is.
It's a blue line flag to support solidarity for police. But it's not the same flag that was put up 2 years ago to commemorate the death of a police officer.
Oh, my, yeah, okay.
Okay, that flag was taken down. This flag is a different colored flag, and that was put up shortly before it was discovered and taken down.
Well, I understand, the emotion. We have a flag in our neighborhood that someone put up. It's in the shape of the American flag. The design of the American flag, but it doesn't have any red and white stripes. The stripes are all different colors. And I wondered what that flag was because I didn't understand, and I still don't, because the American flag, you know, I know it's a controversy among supporting different causes and so on. But to me, the American flag is the American flag.
Right.
You know, my dad was an Iwo Jima survivor, and he and I were both in the service at the same time and during the Vietnam War. And, of course, it promotes a lot of discussion. So the flag came down, you said, off that particular thing, but then a discussion ensued. What happened after that? What caused the controversy, and how did it get to the Board of Selectmen?
So the manager asked the new chief, to have it taken down, and he personally took it down and gave it to the union members.
Mm-hmm.
One of the union members went to the Salem News to complain about the fact they had to take the flag down. And that's where it all started. Subsequently, the chief and even the union have supported the decision not to fly that flag because of its connotation and its being politicized.
That's interesting because it seems clear-cut that if you have a statute in town, you know, that you can't have these statement flags or decorative flags, whatever they are, on the one hand. But then on the other hand, if it's supporting a good cause, I can see why people get behind it. So as of now, where does it stand? Then I want to get to the joint statement that you put out because I think it's tremendous.
So it came before the Board of Selectmen. A lot of people complained to us because it happened. I mean, we're responsible for the town manager's actions to a point because we hire him.
Mm-hmm.
He made the decision. It was within his purview to do so. So the Board of Selectmen and myself and the town manager decided to have a public communication to hear from the public on their thoughts, and we did. We had a night set aside back in September 2nd at the field house. We had over 30 people come and give their opinion. Most all of them were respectful on both sides of the issue. Then there was a rally held the next day that was a little controversial because it became politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we decided to send out, and this is a statement is not from the Board of Selectmen. This statement is from the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
yep. town manager and the two chiefs.
I'm going to post it or at least link to it on the post when we put up this interview, because it's so well written and it just encapsulates what's going on. Because it's funny, you mentioned, or the statement mentions, you know, that it's a national problem that philosophically or politically has landed on our shores, yet we're not experienced that kind, that at least on Cape Ann, the North Shore, we're not experiencing that kind of difficulty, and yet it promotes these tremendous discussions. But I also like the way the statement said that whether you were pro or con versus the about the flag, the thin blue line flag, even when it got heated, people did support the first responders. They did support the fire and police. And the statement is well written, so it looks like there was a lot of agreement, even though there was disagreement.
Correct. So, and again, both chiefs, myself and the town manager, met on a WebEx, discussed it, where can we have common ground, and came up with the idea to write this letter. And in total agreement.
I think it's tremendous, and as I said, we'll link to it. And now you mentioned the new fire chief, assistant fire chief, very recent. How's that going along?
Very well. They're both well qualified, experienced. Have been with the department for a while, and we look forward to their service over the number of years that they'll be with us.
You know, the big thing is around here is school getting back in line. And, of course, for us at MSO News Sports, you know, to broadcast and talk with the kids and the coaches and so on. And a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, a lot of the high school kids, student-athletes, went over to Town Square there and led a rally. And I don't know if you're – I'm sure you're familiar with that. And the positive way in which that was promoted, I think sometimes we have to look to our youth to teach us what we should be doing.
Well, you got to listen to the youth. I mean – youth are one-third of our population, but 100% of our future.
Absolutely. Oh, well spoken, yes. Dan, is there anything else you want to mention about the agenda, about what's coming up in terms of the Danvers Board of Selectmen?
Yeah, our next scheduled meeting on the 6th of October at 5:30 is to review the warrant for the special town meeting that will be held on October 26th. The reason we're having that special town meeting on the 26th is it was a citizen's petition presented to us, basically demanding the flags be put back up. And by law, we have to address that within a 45-day time frame.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's on the 26th. And at the same time, we'll be discussing a zoning change to allow for goats townwide. Currently, they're only allowed in Precinct 2, not Precinct 1 and 3, and a lot of push for people to be able to have goats, and this is a holdover from earlier this year. With the pandemic, we decided to postpone that debate, but that will be on the 26th. And then we'll have our regular special town meeting on November 16th to take up zoning articles that are in the works right now.
All right, and I presume all of this is done remotely?
Town meetings will be done supposedly in the field house. That's what we've done. We've been able to spread out,
okay.
Put in chairs, keep everybody socially distanced, wear masks, and we've done that. Our last town meeting in June was very successful, and that community dialogue that we had in September was in the same location.
Okay, I see. And things in terms of the pandemic and so on, they're going pretty well in Danvers.
We've been very cautious, and I think that's the right thing to do. We had initially thought we'd open Town Hall in July. We only started reopening by appointments. First week in October, we'll open fully for the public to come in. The library, actually today, is having an outdoor event, a pop-up library where people can come and get books. They've been doing an online thing where you order books you want, and they leave them outside, and you come pick them up. So we've been getting that up and running.
You know, as an aside, I know this isn't your purview necessarily, but with the cooler weather coming, everybody has enjoyed this spectacular weather, and the restaurants have been open. So, you know, hopefully that will continue.
You know, put a winter coat on and go out and eat and support the restaurant.
There you go. All right, that is the Danvers Board of Selectmen Chairman Daniel Bennett. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.